Iranian Radio, Global Mission. This is IRIB English Radio.
The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among thy troops are the victors, and place me in thy party, for thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among thy friends, for thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless thou repelst him. By means of in the name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is his anger, and I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is his good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from thee, O patron of beneficence.
today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters in faith and humanity, Salamun alaikum, and so welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about haste in Islam. Be with IRIB English Radio.
So blue upon my eyes with a thankful heart. Today is another brand new start. I feel so positive. Just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do.
Many things, yeah.
That can make me feel so close to you.
Today, Monday, is the 5th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of May, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Holy Quran, chapter Anbiya, verse 37.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خلق الإنسان من عجل سأريكم آياتي فلا تستعجلون.
Man was created of haste. I will show you my signs, so do not impatiently urge me.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In fact, the sense of man has been created of haste is an emphasis, which means man is so hasty that as if he had been created out of precipitancy and his whole entity has been made up out of it. And truly a great deal of common people are such. They are hasty both in good deeds and evil acts, so that even when they are told if they are pollute themselves with blasphemy and sin, the divine punishment will seize them, they say, what, it does not come soon?
Some might say this world today shows God's left us to our mistakes, oh, he has never been so far away. Some might say, how could any father stand? See his children across many lands, suffer so, give no helping hand, no helping hand. And somewhere tonight, far away and out of sight, there's a child that's too weak to cry. And deep in those eyes, can't you see him in disguise, reaching out to the heart that's in you?
Warning against haste. Reprehensible haste deprives one of tranquility and peace of mind. For restless and rush people rarely perform the task assigned to them properly and produce anything of a satisfactory quality. A type of reprehensible haste involves rashness in spreading rumors and lugging accusations against innocent people without evidence. Allah, exalted be He, says, when you were propagating it with your tongues and uttering with your mouth that whereof you had no knowledge. Chapter An-Nur, verse 15. One form of haste, servants of Allah, is to make unjust, hurried judgments, which is all the more serious when it comes to major issues. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to talk about making haste as viewed from the perspective of Islamic instructions. Making haste is an undesirable trait sometimes noticed in the conduct of other people. And at the same time, we find that, on the other hand, patience or sabr is a good moral characteristic, is a good moral trait to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites everybody in the Holy Quran. Especially Muslims and believers are expected to be able to make it institutionalized in themselves to be patient people. Patience in this sense means being watchful for a good opportunity for the ripe time to come, and not making haste, in effect of which some other earlier opportunities may turn null and void. Imam Ali alayhi salam in this regard indicated that whoever harvests his agricultural investment ahead of its time or ahead of the ripening time, it's like distributing the seeds in, for example, in a in an appropriate land, a land full of sands or a land full of stones, wherein no tree or no plant is expected to grow. Elsewhere, we find that being hasty and behaving hastily makes the person who has this moral trait to become very much sorry for some of the losses of some of the inappropriate gains, he or she would come up with.
One life, one hope, one heart, one soul, one chance to know, one time to go. Go.
There's just one call from my heart, pulls me to a world apart. There's just one word that I hear, one trumpet calls me near, when the spring has been unwound. What is lost will soon be found.
Haste in the words of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Haste is dispraised in every affair except in that which repels evil. Beware of haste, for indeed it bears the fruit of regret. Keep away from haste, for verily it is the symbol of loss and regret. And the last quote from Imam Ali alayhi salam, one who is hasty makes mistakes.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the.
Look before you leap. Slow down reactions for better responses. Instead of acting impulsively, write out sample responses before you feel you need to make a decision. Then immediately discipline yourself to write out the impacts you would want to happen. Then have a coach, mentor, or trusted colleague review those impacts. This can slow down reaction time when your reaction time can hurt you. Look beyond the numbers. This is another advice on haste. It's been said that the proof is in the numbers. However, one should not make a decision based solely on numbers. One should look at the entire picture, determine what is fact, that which cannot be changed based off of the quantitative evidence. Then consider what is real, what is happening on a day-to-day basis, and that can influence numbers of empirical evidence. This prevents bias.
There was a book that was written a while back called The Depression Cure by Dr. Stephen Ilardi. And he talks about how naturally there are ways for the human being to cure themselves of depressing thoughts. Now, it's not, obviously people who suffer from depression, it's recommended that they seek therapy, and their physician, the professional that they're working with, might recommend some medication. But what he was talking about in the book is that for many people, it doesn't really need to get to that stage. There are certain adjustments that they can make in their life that can help them on the road to recovery. So one of them is getting enough sleep. One of them is having strong social connections. One of them, I believe, has to do with staying busy and exercising. Another one is they found people who have a diet with omega-3 fatty acids are less likely to develop depression. And then there's sunlight. That's the fifth one, getting enough sunlight. And then the sixth is not ruminating. So not having deep or considered thoughts about all of the negative things that have happened in the past. So that process, rumination, right, a thought that enters into the mind and an individual chooses to think about, is called al-khatir. So we have level one, al-hajis, the second, al-khatir, the third is called hadith al-nafs. And hadith al-nafs refers to an internal conversation where a thought is deliberated over in depth, aka, in today's terms, what we call self-talk, or negative self-talk, rather. I mean, it could be positive or negative, but it's self-talk, hadith al-nafs. You know, if you've ever noticed or you've caught yourself in conversation about something that's happened, and the more you stay in that internal mental conversation, the more that thought becomes pervasive, the more that it becomes influential in your actions and your feelings and ultimately your decisions. And so you can use this in a positive way, or you can use it in a negative way. So hadith al-nafs, that's the third level. The fourth is called himma. So himma is the motivation to act, where a thought process has impacted a person's motivational or emotional state. So if you notice in the beginning, we started with al-hajis, which is a fleeting thought. You know, it enters and it exits very quickly. The second is al-khatir, right? Which is a thought that sort of parks itself there and you choose to think about it. The third is hadith al-nafs. And hadith al-nafs is that level of internal conversation that you have. So, you know, we're engaging more with this thought. And the fourth is himma. Himma is the motivation to act, where a thought process has impacted a person's motivation or emotional state. So it's not just the thought anymore. Now there's actually some motivation, right? And, just basically as a side note, in today's world, when it comes to making a decision, I think a lot of the times people give a lot of credit to motivation. So people will say, you know, I'm not motivated to do this, or I'm not motivated to do that. You know, I'm not motivated to save any money, or I'm not motivated to exercise on a regular basis, or I'm not, you know, I want to start a business, but I don't really have the motivation.
I think think that's a good topic for discussion, so we continue on the next episode of today's special, inshallah. Till then, fi amanallah.
بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات بسم الله لنا فتح ذكر الله لنا حسن لطف الله لنا عون نعل به درجات نعل به درجات
Food for thought.
Hello everyone. In these days when the tombs of saints and even prophets are being desecrated and destroyed by terrorists posing as Muslim, such as the blowing up of the holy mausoleum of Prophet Jonah in the Iraqi city of Mosul some years ago by the US-supported Takfiri terrorists, let us ponder on what the Messenger of Mercy said to his cousin, son-in-law and heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. In reply to his query, what shall be the reward of the one will visit our graves, beautify them and maintain them? Your grave and that of your sons are among the edifices of paradise and among its fields.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In continuing our discussion on the Hadith of the Aql and the Jahl, or rather the armies or the battalions that are contained within these two, you know, chiefs and captains, we come to this segment of the Hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, where he mentions again two other traits. One of the traits that the Imam mentions is rifq, which means kindness, you know, softness. And this is different from what we mentioned previously. That was a person who was soft-hearted. This is a person in his actions and the way he, you know, behaves. Yes, there are definitely a relationship between the two. That if a person is soft in his actions, it results or it means that he has a soft heart. If a person is hard-hearted, obviously the result will be that in his outward nature and in his outward actions, he will be harsh and hard with people. So yes, we can see that this interacts with one of the previous segments. So here the Imam says that warifq, that is, you know, that type of kindness, that type of, you know, being soft, being friendly, being, you know, a person who is a companion of others, comes from the word rafiq. Rafiq means to befriend or be a friend. So these type of things is something that is good. To be soft-hearted, to be kind, you know, to listen, to be a so-called a ear that others can speak to, a shoulder for others to cry on and so forth. And then obviously the Imam says that that trait which is in direct conflict with this kindness, with this softness, with this, you know, this ability to interact with people in a good manner is khurq, or this harshness and this hardness that a person has. Like for example, if a person who is in need, a faqir, comes up to you and you honestly don't have anything, there are two ways you can go about it. If a person is kind, if a person is soft, in a very, you know, humble way, in a very kind way, he will tell you, sorry, I do not have anything for you. Please forgive me. This is one way of doing it. On the other hand, a person says, go away from me, I don't have anything for you. Why are you coming to me? And this is another way that a person can do it. And we've seen it. I'm sure most of us have examples of this in our own lives, that we've seen either ourselves do it or others do it. And hopefully, inshallah, we are doing it in the first way, that if we do honestly cannot help, we reject in a very humble, in a very kind, in a soft manner, and not in harsh way, and not in a way that, you know, will bring insult to the person who is asking. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all of these good traits that the Imam mentions, that we are able to inculcate them, and all the bad traits that the Imam mentions, we're able to distance ourselves from them. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
أدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio, a program which aims to make us more familiar with the Holy Quran. This program consists of many interesting parts. We are going to listen to a recitation by a famous reciter. An expert of the tajweed of the Quran will analyze the recitation. And also, in a final part, we will have amazing stories about those people whose lives have been changed by the Noble Quran. Meanwhile, we will listen to some quotes of the late Imam Khomeini about the Noble Quran. You're tuned to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And I, Mahdi, ask you to stay tuned.
Inna al-Qur'an
According to Imam Khomeini, the Quran is the man-making book. Islam is the man-making ideology. Man in all his dimensions. Concerning the Holy Quran, Imam Khomeini has said, "It is the Quran that guides us to the lofty purposes to which we intuitively turn unaware. Set the teachings of the Quran in any of its features as your highest purpose. To the extent you act according to the Quran, you find coverage under its shield." Dear audience, now it's time to listen to verses 23 to 25 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Brother Mohsen Khoddam Hosseini.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا وما ليجزي الله الصادقين بصدقهم ويعذب المنافقين إن شاء أو يتوب عليهم
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was a recitation of Surah Al-Ahzab, verses 23 to 25, recited by Brother Mohsen Khoddam Hosseini. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of tajweed. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه The first rule is a rule of Nun Sakina, which is Ikhfa here. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُ. As you can see, we have a Tanween Dham. The rules of Nun Sakina also apply to Tanween, all of them. So if you have a Tanween, automatically you have a rule of Nun Sakina. And it depends on the letter that's after the Tanween. If it's a Sad, it would be Ikhfa of Nun Sakina, because Sad is one of the letters of Ikhfa. So how do we actually apply the Ikhfa? Okay, so the first thing we have to do is that we have to get rid of the place of articulation of Nun. Okay? And then we have to approximate the place of articulation of Sad. And then we have to, at the same time, we have to make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. All of these stages take place at once, all at once, simultaneously. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُ. It's not like it happens in stages. It's not like رِجَالٌ صَدَقُ. No, it's not gradual. It's all at once. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُ. We approximate the place of articulation of صَد, and at the same time we make a nasal sound for two vowel counts. رجال صدقوا ما عهد الله عليه. We have مدلين here. We have a ya sakina preceded by a letter with a fatha. So we have مدلين أي, which is a diphthong in Arabic. Sila, here we have above the word عليه, we have sila, which means waqf is allowed, but wasl, continuation, is preferable. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى. Again, we have إِخْفَى of Nun Sakina, and also we have تَفْخِيم of قَاف and ضَاد. قَضَى. نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. We have two rules of Nun Sakina. We have إِضْغَام of Nun Sakina, and we also have إِخْفَى of Nun Sakina. مَنْ يَنْتَظِرْ. As you can see, both have nasalization. Both have ghunnah. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. تَبْدِيلًا. We have قَلْقَلَ of the ba in the word تَبْدِيلًا. لِيَجِزِيَ اللَّهِ. لِيَجِزِيَ اللَّهِ. The jim has قَلْقَلَ. The sound of jim has to be heard. It has to be heard. We have to hear the sound of jim. So we apply قَلْقَلَ in order for that to happen. لِيَجِزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ إِنْ شَاءَ أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So in these verses we have a lot of ikhfas. إِنْ شَاءَ is another ikhfa. شَاءَ is مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ. أَوْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Again we have مَدُّ الْلِينَ. عَلَيْهِمْ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا وَكَفَى اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ قَوِيًّا عَزِيزًا. We have to take care that we apply the rules of تَفْخِيم and تَلْقِيق properly. The letters that have the characteristic of استفال have to be read with تَلْقِيق, and the letters that have the characteristic of استعلاء have to be read with تَفْخِيم. Of course, رَا and لَام sometimes are read with تَفْخِيم. For example, Ra whenever it has a fatha, or aliful mad, or dhamma, or wawul mad, has to be pronounced with dhamma. We're out of time. I hope you enjoyed this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program.
Dear brothers and sisters in faith, you're listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, the Quran is a book that can change the life of the one who is in contact with it. In this segment, Brother Yasser Ibrahim is going to tell us stories of those that their lives have been changed by the noble Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome back to our program where we try to find certain anecdotes
wisdoms and, you know, certain life-changing experiences of others that show the grandeur and the miraculous nature of the Holy Quran. One of those stories comes in the form of a debate, or rather a discussion, between a scholar and a certain lady who was very eloquent in her speech. And this has been quoted under the 7th verse of Surah Qasas, that is the 28th Surah of the Holy Quran. But this Surah deals with the story between, or rather the discussion between, Musa alayhi salam's mother, or rather what was revealed to the mother of Musa alayhi salam in terms of how to protect Musa alayhi salam. So the verse is this in translation: A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We revealed to Musa's mother, saying, nurse him, so basically feed him and protect him. Then, when you fear for him, cast him into the river. And do not fear or grieve. We will restore him to you and make him one of the apostles. So regarding this particular verse of the Holy Quran, there's a story that goes like this. That a person by the name of Asma'i, right, this individual says that, I saw a particular young girl who would use very eloquent speech and would allude to certain things in a very beautiful manner, right? In a very eloquent, in a very, you know, profound manner. And one day, I saw her, she was saying, Astaghfirullah min dhunubi kulliha. That, oh Allah, forgive me from every single one of my sins. And she kept on saying this. So I went up to her and I asked her, you know, you have not reached the sin of responsibility yet. Why are you saying this? Why are you continuously, you know, doing istighfar? Why are you continually seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then she says, and she recites a very beautiful bit of poetry. For the sake of brevity, we will not go into that poetry. Right? And then the story continues. Right? That the person narrating says that, I got very surprised by these words. That these words blew my mind, if you like to call it this bit of poetry that this young girl recited. And then he says to her that, no, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you for what you have done. You know, you such eloquence. You know, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not forgive you for such eloquence? And then she says, rather, he says to her that there is no eloquence left after what you have said. But then she answers him and she recites this verse of the Holy Quran. Inshallah, we will speak about the reply of this young girl to Asma'i in our next segment. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And you can also visit us on our website, that is parstoday.com. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Call of Islam Radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق
Ocean of Dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum wa al'an alahum ajma'in.
As you, my friends, were with us in the previous programs, we were trying to shed some light on the reality of dua in our traditions and in the Holy Quran. We understood that nothing is more dear to Allah than asking Him for His blessings. Based on the narrations, no one is more destitute before Allah than the one who is arrogant of supplicating in His presence. The recent narration from Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, أحب الأعمال إلى الله تعالى في الأرض الدعاء. The most desirable deed on all the earth is supplication to Allah. Now, there is another tradition I assume proving really helpful for our consideration of the reality of dua. It says, الدعاء مفاتيح النجاح. Dua is the key to success. ومقاليد الفلاح. And the means to salvation. وَخَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ مَا صَدَرَ عَنْ صَدْرٍ نَقِيٍ وَقَلْبٍ تَقِيٍ. The best dua is the one uttered from a purified soul and heart. وَفِي الْمُنَاجَاتِ سَبَبُ النَّجَاةِ. The means to salvation is sincerity in dua. وَبِالْإِخْلَاصِ يَكُونُ الْخَلَاسِ. فَإِذَا اشْتَدَّ الْفَزَعُ فَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَفْزَعُ. When the problems cause restlessness, the solution lies in seeking refuge in God's presence. It is also narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, إِذَا نَزَلَ الْبَلَاءُ فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالدُّعَاءِ وَالتَّضَرُّعُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. When Allah descends a calamity, come in Allah's presence with dua and lamentation. So, dear listeners, we must have understood by now that dua is a necessity, because it is the solution to every problem. It is our expression of deprivation to the Almighty Allah. It is the pronunciation of poverty to the Eternal Absolute. It is seeking assistance of the powerless from the All-Powerful. And dua is loved by the Almighty, and it is dear to the mystic and the miserable. Now, let's get more close to the Kumail supplication. We all know that usually these kinds of supplications are uttered in congregation, and usually on Thursday nights. Let's talk about these two aspects. When the believers supplicate to Allah in a congregation and ask their exigency in one voice, as one, their dua is more likely to be answered. The reason might be, as explained by some of the traditions, might be that because in a group of people, there would surely be a poor and ascetic whose prayer may attract God's mercy and forgiveness. Based on what appears in Islamic teachings, Almighty Allah may accept the prayer of others too for the sake of that person. Allah will forgive others' sins and grant them their exigency because of this one poor man among them. Many traditions have been narrated from the Prophet ﷺ and the Ahlul Bayt ﷺ in this regard.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الرحيم In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny. Oh Allah, I beseech you, by your mercy which encompasses everything, and by your power by which you overcome everything, and which submits to it everything, and humble before it is everything. And by your might, by which you conquer everything, and by your majesty, against which nothing can stand, and by your greatness, which prevails over everything, and by your authority, which is exercised over everything, and by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished, and by your names which manifest your power over everything, and by your knowledge which pervades everything, and by the light of your face which illuminates everything. O he who is light, O he most holy, O he who is light,
Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Majtama'a arba'atun qattu 'ala amrin wahid illa tafarraqu 'an ijabah." No four people congregate to pray for a single issue lest their exigency is granted and then they leave each other. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لا يجتمعون أربعون رجلا في أمر واحد إلا استجاب الله تعالى لهم. No 40 men gather together to pray for a single issue unless the Almighty God accepts their prayer. حتى لو دعوا على جبل لأزالوه. It is really interesting, dear listeners. This part of the narration says, to the extent that if they pray against the mountain, it will collapse. This shows the true power of supplication in a congregation. The great Islamic scholar Ibn Fahd al-Hilli narrates from Wasail al-Shi'a in his book Uddatu al-Da'i that Allah told Jesus through revelation, Ya Isa, taqarrab ila al-mu'mineen wa murhum an yad'uni ma'ak. O Jesus, join the believers and order them to pray with you before my presence. So we must stay hopeful and gain more hopefulness through these supplications. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. How close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Q&A on Islamic Beliefs, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Haider Bahadi, and today we have our esteemed guest, Sayyid Muhsin Naqam. Sayyid, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you today, Sayyid?
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Sayyid, we're going to talk about a very interesting subject today, Islamophobia. So the question is, if Islam is the righteous religion and the correct religion, why do so many people have Islamophobia? And why does governments in the West, and even in the East actually, legislate laws against Islamic beliefs? Countries in Middle East, some countries, I'm not going to mention any names, even prohibit women from wearing hijab in their passport photos. And in some countries in Europe, they have prohibited and banned completely hijab and headscarves from university and schools. They have banned minarets. They have banned calling to prayer. What is going on? If it is the righteous religion, why does people have Islamophobia?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, because it is the righteous religion, that's why it has these many problems. You know, the people who are right, generally they have more enemies than those who are living like hypocritically, for example, or who are the followers of wrong. We have many examples. If you open Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, the issues that Jesus has at his time with the rulers of his time, you know, the Romans and all those, the problems that the Prophet Moses alayhi salam had with Pharaoh and the obviously the king and, you know, the people of his time, the problems which Prophet Abraham alayhi salam had with Namrud and the obviously people of his time. So history tells us, the religious history tells us, whenever there was a prophet, the rest were against him. And he had to struggle to bring them. He was calling them and calling and calling and again to bring them to work.